Colonel Mills, we have you. I'm told you have some very nice graphics and charts and everything to really walk us through the scope, really the unprecedented scope of this hack, what the Chinese Communist Party is doing, at least when it comes to the United States critical infrastructure. If you want to sort of contextualize and explain what's going on, I'd appreciate that.
Thank you, Natalie. An honor to be on with you here. The gathering storm is turning hot quickly. So we just announced the hack in Guam, and I'll show you that, but you got to put it in context. This is extremely important what's going on. First of all, for the War Room posse, there's an 80% chance that you've bought a product that has a chip from Taiwan on it, in it. So we need those chips for commercial purposes. We need the chips for trying to make weapons faster to make up for everything we're sending to Ukraine. Right now, China is conducting a soft drone blockade. So they are flying a continuous air patrol of drones on the east side. Now, these drones can be armed. It's not clear whether they're armed, but they can be armed very quickly with bombs and missiles. It can hit ships, land targets, and incoming aircraft. So there is a blockade, soft blockade, essentially going on right now. So to blockade us from helping to break that blockade, there's three things, and Steve and I have been chewing on this for about a week now. There's three things that very likely China will do. First of all, this is the Panama Canal. For those who took Howard Zinn in history books, America made the Panama Canal. Right now, we need this. If China blocks this is in Panama, 50% of our Navy is off the table from helping break the blockade. And right now, it's all about water management at the Madden Dam. Approximately five Chinese companies run all aspects of the canal right now. This is scary. We built it and we walked away from it. Now China owns and operates a number of the key things, including the water management run out of the Madden Dam. They can flood or drain the canal. This stops America. 50% of America cannot get to the Pacific. It's also about the Suez. Europe will be asphyxiated if the Suez Canal is cut off. And it's all about the American base camp in Djibouti. And now China has a base camp. They bought their way in about 5 years ago. I studied this. This is very scary. In 7 minutes, less than 10 minutes, China can launch an armored force. We don't have any armor tanks in Djibouti. They can launch and do a thunder run. Our first Gulf War is their model of successful, the gold standard on warfare. In less than 10 minutes, they can be at our base at Camp Lemonnier at the International Airport, and there's another government agency that runs this airfield, Tchibeli. They can be there, decimate these camps in under 10 minutes. Their artillery doesn't even have to leave their base compound. They can just devastate this. Their armor can overrun our bases. Then China says to Egypt, we'll spot you $10 billion to cover your lost revenue for the next year. Don't let anything through. That chokes Europe. Okay. Also, the third element, a China cyber blitz. And it's so important that in the National Defense Authorization Act, 1088, mandated a war game to see the effects on domestic critical infrastructure. Well, it's already happened. Guam. What happens? China will conduct a cyber blitz, and it's all about our power systems, our ports, and our plants. Okay? So this is very important. Like, for example, here, 75% of these container cranes in America come from China and ZPMC Corporation, and they all have remote maintenance back doors going to China. They can mess around the counterweights, literally fool and trick the systems in thinking that they are okay, when actually they're off center, out of balance, and they'll topple over to this ship, shut down everything.
John, sorry we had to interrupt your wonderful presentation, but we had, of course, some breaking news. But if you want to pick up where you left off, and again, we only got about a minute and a half before we have to go to break again, but we will hold you through.
Oh, thank you, Natalie. I took this picture in Seattle. This is very relevant here. I just took this picture in Seattle a few days ago in the harbor. This caught my attention. Through cyber, you reach in and you improperly flood this. This is called a floating dry dock. We have several of these supporting our Navy. This is Seattle. This is owned by Carlyle Group. You can flip this over. You could capsize this. That's called a bad thing. The Russians learned it the hard way a few years ago with one of their major naval vessels. So the Chinese could reach in, flip the whole thing over. That'd be a bad day. We'd lose the ship. We'd lose the dry dock. We'd lose everything. This is our Grand Harbor that the Chinese are getting into in Opera in Guam. This is the Grand Harbor of Opera. It's a beautiful, beautiful facility. This is the private port up here. This is the military port. No protection at the mouth from any kind of Chinese drones, but there's a whole bunch of the fuel farm, a whole bunch of other things. China has that they pre-planted. This is I would call it an act of war. They pre-planted in sovereign American territory, essentially a kill switch to turn things on, turn things off. If floating dry docks here, they could flip ships over. This is a very bad thing, very bad. And this is we have to treat this. This is not a law enforcement action. This is an act of war. We need Guam to break the blockade on Taiwan. And I said that this is the third part, the China cyber blitz.
I just wanted to let you finish off your presentation, but with one more question, too. You know, it seems like in the news cycle every couple months, the Chinese Communist Party angle, whether it's they're spying on us, it's the spy balloon, it's hacking our critical infrastructure, it sort of rears its ugly head. But I think you know, as do I, as does the War Room posse, that's just when the Chinese Communist Party infiltration of this country gets so in your face, so excessive, that that threshold is breached and the media sort of has to report on it. Put simply, I don't know why the Chinese Communist Party even really tries to hack America when they have so many people at the highest levels of society, politics, academia, media, Wall Street, you name it, on their payroll. But I digress. I guess if you have an economy that works, unlike ours here, you have some money to waste. But Colonel Mills, if you want to finish your presentation and just, again, sort of contextualize this whole hack, I'd appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you, Natalie. And these are all what's called, this is an important military term that everybody should start using, advanced force operations. The hack in Guam was preparation for conflict. Now, this is there's many elements on Guam, Tinian, and Saipan that are important to project force to break the blockade on Taiwan. This is Anderson Air Force Base. This is Anderson here. Oh, we lost a little. Let's go back. Oh, there we go. Okay, so this is Anderson. This is the big ammunition holding area. This is a legacy World War II airfield being put back into operation. This is the new Marine base. We also have missile defense on Guam. I'm not going to point where that is, but we have missile and air defense and other capabilities. But the cyber attack is meant to shut down these facilities. And this facility is all important because they don't want us being able to take off from here. By reaching into cyber, they can, again, shut down the fuel farm for Anderson. They can affect the mission planning systems. They can affect the radars, all the battle management systems. This is very crucial. That's what they're doing. They pre-placed malware so they can, with the flip of a switch, shut everything down or even worse, make the information bad or make it go crazy. So this is all important. And I've been here one of my last trips as a government career civilian before I retired, was to Guam and other places to assess their readiness here. Right now, we have all of our aircraft lined up nice and neat. This is Pearl Harbor all over. Told them over and over again, harden, disperse, deceive. We got it. This is going to be Pearl Harbor all over again. But that's what the Chinese are trying to do, is they're placing malware so they can trigger and shut down things. That's what's going on right now. This is very, very scary. And, you know, they knew about this during the balloon fiasco. And once again, they didn't tell anybody. And they're treating it as an FBI law enforcement action. Cut it out. This is a national security. This is a defense operation. And they need to treat it, and they need to inflict punishment on China for daring to getting into our warfighting systems in Guam and other places.
There's any better example that the PLA subscribes to Sun Tzu and that the idea that the supreme art of war is to subdue the enemy without fighting. Frankly, I don't know what they're reading over here in the United States, except for CRT and DEI infused textbooks that also, I guess, tell you to shell out billions of dollars to an Eastern European country that's going to lose a war regardless, while making sure we're short on ammo and tanks and guns. But maybe the Chinese Communist Party has a hand in drafting our military strategy too. I wouldn't be that surprised. Colonel Mills, thank you so much for that wonderful presentation. I feel like you're putting me to shame. I don't have any graphics or charts behind me. But if people want to stay up to date with you and what you're working on, where can they find you?
Well, thank you, Natalie. All these will be on my Substack, Colonel R.E.T. John, Colonel Rhett John, at Substack, Getter, and Truth. Also, the book, TheNationWillFollow.com, www.TheNationWillFollow.com, prefaced by Stephen K. Bannon, available. Book two will be out from Skyhorse this fall, The War Against the Deep State. So thank you. Appreciate everything.
Of course. Thank you so much for coming on. It's an honor.